As much as you enjoyed the calls that we took yesterday, when we asked the question, why did you call off the wedding?
So the day before the wedding, I was really, really sick and I tried to call off the wedding because I was really unwell and he wouldn't let me. He told me that he thought that I just had cold feet and that I wasn't sick. As it turned out, I ended up in emergency that night. I don't remember much of the day.
Whoa!
Partner, now ex-partner, was sleeping with a much, much younger girl, and I was pregnant with our fourth child at the time.
Now, we were inundated with calls and text messages, Kimber.
Yeah, but then I got a text from Zoe. Zoe in Maddington. Now, this is a story, okay? Now, I'm only going to reveal the first line of the text, which said, my ex-husband started cheating on me 1 month before our wedding and I didn't know. So when she caught him out a year later, she left him. But there's more to this story, and so we've got in touch with Zoe. And we got Zoe on the line. Hi.
Hi, Kimber. How are you?
We're great. Zoe, please, you must share this story with us. So what happened? You found out he was cheating. You left him. Then what?
I actually had two children to him. I left him when our second child was only 5 weeks old because that's when I caught him out.
Whoa.
It sucked. You know, out of spite, I was young. I was legitimately only just 18 when we got married ourselves. So, you know, I was really hung up, really angry. And in less than a year of us being apart, he actually got into a relationship with the girl that he cheated on me with.
Right.
And he was getting married.
To her?
Yep, to her. And she had no idea who I actually was. And spitefully, I found her on Facebook and we became friends. I still didn't tell her who I was.
So how did you tried to create a friendship with this person by not revealing that you knew the guy she was with, and she just started a friendship with you?
Yeah, pretty much. So I own a nail business. So I was like, you know, I need new clients. I need models. And she was like, oh, yes, I love the thought of that. And then we created a friendship, kind of. And she invited me to her wedding.
How long were you faking this friendship with her before you got invited to the wedding?
4 months.
Wow.
Jeez, that's quite short. Did she have any friends or anything like that?
Okay.
It was a very small little wedding. He didn't even invite his own family.
Right.
It was just her family, three other of her friends.
So you accepted the invite. You said, I'd love to go to the wedding.
Definitely.
Okay. And what happened?
What happened at the wedding?
So I was late. I deliberately was late so that he didn't see me turn up to this little gathering. And when the priest got to the part of saying, is anybody out there who has any reason why they shouldn't go ahead, I made myself very known and stood up and told the whole story as to how he was cheating on me with her. And what? Who I was, and
Zoe,
and he called the wedding off there and then and never saw her again.
Oh my God,
that takes huge guts. What was his face when he saw you?
He nearly died. So I had drastically changed my entire life after I left him. While I was with him, he wasn't a very nice person. But I went into depression. I became a very large girl. Mm. And so after I left him, I was like, nope, got my life on track. I lost all this weight. I was perfectly just so healthy. Yep. So I didn't look anything like what he knew me as. And
there you were.
Yeah.
Wow.
What about the friendship? Like, she's obviously then gone, oh my God, you've tricked me. Did she say anything?
She was pretty angry, but she kind of couldn't run too far in her mermaid style little dress, so I just walked out very gracefully.
How's the driveway on the way through there?
Throw a little extra shade, Zoe.
Hey, Zoe,
oh my God.
Did you do her nails for the wedding?
I actually did, and I didn't feel any bit of remorse or regret because while we were friends, supposed friends, she just said to me how she knew that he was cheating on his wife and that he had kids, and she didn't give two hoots about this woman and everything else, so that made it so much easier.
And you're the person!
Hey, Zoe, did you stay for the canapes?
Oh, I made sure I ate everything that I could when I was leaving that place.
Oh, wow.